We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us, man? You really teased the hell out of us before.
You want the news now?
Give it to me.
All right, we had a huge announcement yesterday. Coming back to Netflix later this year, Tiger King Season 2.
Really?
Tiger King Season 2 is coming back.
All right.
It was filmed in part of 2020 and a little bit of 2021.
But the key characters, one's in prison.
Right, locked up.
One is in prison.
Is he going to be part of it still, or can you be?
Of course he's going to be part of it. The little picture of it, like promoting it, has him in jail.
Yeah, Joe Exotic, right.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know if they allow you to make money or potentially make money when you're in prison. I thought that was a no-no. And then the second part is that crazy bitch in Tampa, she's going to be in part of it.
She's in it too.
Yep.
Didn't mean that. What's her name? Carol?
Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
She's a crazy bee.
That's wrong. That's one of those things I got to clean up right there. There's no reason for that.
First of all, Joe Exotic, hopefully he escapes from prison or something in this season because I don't think he should be there. A little harsh.
Oh, so now you're
you would have pardoned him.
Now you're part of the judge and jury.
He paid some hillbilly like $20 to off Carol.
You can't do that, bro.
It's illegal.
I suppose.
I mean, it's illegal.
Jeez.
Technicality.
What are you going to start?
Do you know how many people watched the first season?
I can't even imagine.
I know I did.
Blown away by this number.
How many?
64 million households watched.
No.
I'm surprised it's that low.
I will say this. It was one of the few Netflix shows that I was able to sit down and the girls, we all watched it together.
Well,
never
remember
happens.
When it premiered, right? It was like towards the beginning of
the
pandemic and
right.
Everyone was kind of bummed out. We were all stuck at home.
It was a topic on our show for like 3 weeks.
I remember, we watched the show, of course, and then Joe, we were messaging producers and all these different people to try to get them on. Like, it was a whole thing. It was a big deal.
Yeah. I think we learned a lot. It's a sleazy-ass business those guys have.
Yeah.
All right. We go to fantasy football next from there. Are you excited for that? By the way, it will be this year. They didn't give an exact date, but it will be
in
2021.
Can I tell you what?
Before the end of the year? Wow.
It was a little disappointing because I thought you were going to hit me with a Narcos date. Yeah. Narcos, Mexico.
This is a lot more important.
Well, I wanted to talk
Narcos.
About something people cared about.
This is a lot more important than Narcos.
People like Narcos.
Joe Exotic.
Carol Baskin.
64
people
million
people love Narcos.
I don't know anyone that didn't watch the first season of Tiger King.
Okay, there's somebody out there.
I mean, come on, dude. A lot of people watched it. There's nothing else going on. Now it'll be interesting to see with other things happening in the world.
If it gets
people watch
64
season
million
two.
Views.
I'll watch.
Crazy, man.
That's I'm going to watch it.
That number.
If you watch season one, how do you not watch season two at this point? You spent you invested that much into it.
Well, you want to see where all the key characters
right.
are.
Right. Well, you
got
to see
what happened to them, what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, one of them didn't.
See if she found her husband, ex-husband.
Didn't the one guy have some trouble, the doc? I feel like
yes,
I remember.
Yes, Doc
like,
Antle or whatever,
he might
right?
Be, is he in jail, too?
Someone's locked up. Someone else is locked up,
he
too.
He might be in jail, too. And then another guy died, right?
Right. Someone
died?
There's a lot of storylines. We got to get the news on it. I need this.
Joe's like, all right, I'm in.
Joe's 100%
I'm definitely
watching.
In. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just letting you guys. I'm definitely in. Don't worry
All
about
right,
that.
A little fantasy football for you guys here. Raiders kicker Daniel Carlson, he's had a couple of good weeks. This is from his press conference earlier this week.
Well, I will say I actually played against myself in fantasy this week in my own like friend group fantasy, and so that was tough because I took a loss, and I definitely contributed to that. But no, so it's fun. I think fantasy is great. You know, it just gets people kind of more involved in specific players and, you know, in football in general. So. You know, I have a lot of fun with my college friends, and you know, a lot of people are messaging me and telling me, "Hey, you did great for me in fantasy." I was at a apple orchard the other day, and someone random guy came up to me and told me I did a great job for his fantasy team. So, yeah, I think people are very invested in their fantasy teams, and I think that's great.
He's right, but that's weird. I can't even imagine.
No, it's weird.
He's in a fantasy football league, and he's playing against himself.
I was reminded why I don't do fantasy football. I didn't tell you guys this, so you guys do your teams. I know you both have teams and really spend a lot of time studying it and talking about it. So my daughter goes, "Hey, can you help me with?" And I go, "Yeah, I really, please. I do a lot of stuff for you and your Zoom and all the stuff you can do." I go, "Okay, I'll do it." So I hung in there for about an hour and a half with her. And she hasn't won. She's not even close to winning. I couldn't have. Yeah. Just terrible. One pick ran out. I didn't realize you run out of time. They
auto-picked it for you, right?
Auto-picked a turd.
A dud.
Just.
Damn.
And by the way, a running back went down last night.
McCaffrey.
She's really
good. Right. Yeah.
She goes, I thought, you know what, wait a sec. I didn't ask to do it. I gave you what I thought.
It's a bummer when your number one guy goes down.
It's like doing a team with Hollywood a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, we did that, you know.
Dead last.
Yeah.
Should have jumped on this year. We're rolling.
Yeah.
I told you that.
Now you're
one,
good.
Baby. I got to tell you, I found this weird. I didn't know that active players played fantasy football.
I mean, I don't know how many do, but I guess there are some.
I personally, like, if I was in the NFL and I was in my current fantasy league, like, my league is so intense, I would consider point shaving.
Carlson
if I was a kicker in the NFL and I needed, like, I knew what was going on in my league, I was playing against myself, like, I would probably shank one, because winning my league is a very big thing.
Right.
In my circle.
Okay.
In my circle, it is, like, it's huge.
That sausage circle, you got to win.
Yeah, it's one of the biggest things, like, any of us have going.
Right.
So winning the league is you know.
I got one for you. This just popped up. Speaking of the gambling,
okay,
sort of, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Want to hear an interesting one? Those players going out on a Friday. Everybody goes out on Friday from the East Coast to play the Raiders. Everybody that's here. You go out a couple days early. You know the rules on players being around casinos and stuff during the season? Obviously got to stay away from sports books.
Right, right, right.
That's a big no-no. Pretty interesting how the league's going to police that. I'm just curious.
How do they do that?
I
mean, how do you police?
I called yesterday, I'll just tell you, I said, listen, not that I am or I'm not, but if I'm going to play a little blackjack.
Roulette.
Maybe work the way to the sports book, have a drink.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's the rules for us doing the games? So I did.
You have to ask those questions.
Because everybody's right. Going to Vegas for the first time.
Right.
By the way, and they're gambling a ton of money on a thing that's a couple hundred yards
right.
away. That's weird. I know it's going to be part. It's, and by the way, it's going to be the norm here pretty soon. But right now, you've got billions of dollars around games, and a bunch of that money's going to be literally across the freeway.
Right.
Highway.
But people that bet as much as you do, like, don't you have a separate area in the casino, like a high rollers area or something where you don't have, like, people won't see you on the casino floor?
I think he's asking if you're a whale.
No.
No?
Okay.
You're, like, walking in the
know. I just thought they had, like, an area where, you know, like, service your level of
action.
I'm not even
going to answer this again. It's a waste. What else you have?
It went right to the money, huh?
Quick.
I mean, that was quick.
Hey, win us some money up there, bro.
Send in the back of a plane today, too, smartass.
Really?
The bathroom seat?
Almost.
Oh, middle?
Booked it too late.
Oh, no, Joe. Come on.
I got on a survival flight. Just glad to be on there. Get out for the game.
Middle bathroom seat? Joe, you can't get any worse than that.
Terrible. Don't do last second when you know the game and you've known for months. Don't wait till a few days before to book something.
Jeez.
What else you got there, Woody?
That's a bummer. You come strolling out of the Amex lounge, and then you got to go into the coach section of the plane.
That's not good, huh?
All right.
The Amex lounge. God, this guy's all over you, man.
I just know what credit card he has. Mm. All right. We go to, I guess, boxing for this next one here. Lamar Odom has found a replacement for his fight at the James L. Knight Center on October 2nd. He is going to be fighting 47-year-old Ojani Noah, who is Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband.
One of them.
Can I ask you?
Never heard of this guy until today.
One of the relationships he's been in.
Right.
What's going on with Lamar? And how much
I don't know.
Is Lamar broke?
I mean, I would just assume so if he's boxing
probably
at the James L. Knight Center.
A lot of money. It's hard to imagine. Plus pension and like.
Can he ask the Kardashian for a loan?
What's going on with Lamar?
Wasn't he buddies with Rob? Rob could shoot him a couple of bucks, right? He was buddy-buddy with Rob.
Don't know how the family feels about it.
So they were concerned about Riddick Bowe dying in the ring, so he's going to be providing commentary.
Oh, so they still got him a job that night. All right, good for him.
Guess there's other fights on this card. Paulie Malignaggi, you know the guy who does the Showtime stuff?
What?
He's boxing somebody named Corey B.
You know who Corey B is, right, Joe?
Is this all pay-per-view?
Yeah. $29.95.
Who buys that?
Or you could show up at the James L. Knight Center and watch
it. Who buys it? Just go down to South Beach at 2 in the morning. Those kids
are... Much better fights. Much better.
Now we'll have the South Beach people go, really?
The Miami Beach Police Department are not going to be happy.
Who sanctions this stuff?
I don't know. That is the best question.
Doesn't it have to be sanctioned by, like, the State Athletic Commission?
Yes. You can't just throw a couple of guys
in
the ring.
Jennifer Lopez's ex-husband, is he a boxer?
Sure.
Is he an athlete of any kind?
Maybe.
47. You shouldn't, like, if you're over 40, you probably shouldn't be boxing. All right. Anyway, we have another sporting event coming to Miami. This actually looks awesome. Formula One.
Yeah.
Coming to Miami Gardens May 6th through 8th, 2022. I told you, Joe, I'm going to need tickets for this one. This looks very cool.
This looks awesome.
They showed a picture of what it's going to look like. It looks very cool.
Oh, no, it is going to be unbelievable, but you're on your own. You're on your own. You realize that money from all over the world loves this sport.
Yes. This is one of those sports, right?
So you won't be helping with.
There are going to be a lot of private planes. Let's just say there going to be a lot of private planes coming in from all over the world.
They announced 2026 also World Cup stuff coming down here, too. They got everything coming down here.
They were in town yesterday.
Yeah. 2026. Get some World Cup action down here.
A lot of stuff.
Stephen Ross, man, doing it right.
A lot of stuff.
Tom Garfinkel, too. Got to throw him in there.
So we got private planes coming down.
I think
down.
Tom
this
Garfinkel's
guy's riding coach to Vegas.
Big part of this, yeah. Yep. Big part of doing it. And all I want right now is just to win on Sunday.
Right.
Not even looking ahead. All that stuff's going to be great.
Right.
I know in the dates. I just like a lot of Dolphin fans.
How about 2-0 over the weekend?
Just
can we do that in football or no?
Whether,
you have a better seat on the flight back in case the game doesn't go well?
So, obviously,
I
screwed up on that one, too. Well, what do you think? One way would be you can't book a plane when you know and they send you memos like you need to book this a few weeks out.
Would you do it a couple days out?
Yeah. I just went, oh, shoot, I haven't done it yet. Yeah.
Can I ask you, like, sitting in the
back
of the
plane, because
we
got to go.
We got
to go to break here. We got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff going on.
I'm Joe Rose. Like, would you go up to the counter?
We got a lot of stuff. I'm going to say, I know Hollywood. And they kicked me out. Hey, right now, I want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealers before we jump to Don Bailey Jr. Talk to him about this game coming up, competition this week for the U. All those things, man, before they jump into the ACC, man. But right now, your South Florida Chevy dealers got some pretty special products we want to tell you about. Best overall products we've ever had in 2021. We got some brand new looks. We know you're going to love them. We got a bunch of Silverado trucks, the best SUVs we've ever had, from the small to the midsize to the big boys. We want you this weekend to stop by. If you're starting to look around, you didn't put Chevy on the list, I highly recommend this morning you spend an hour or two at your South Florida Chevy dealers. You've got one close to you, and you're probably going to go, wow, this can be your reaction. I didn't know Chevys. I didn't know the SUVs looked like this. And you sit in, you go, I didn't know they had this much space. And then you take it for a drive, and you go, I didn't know they have such great pricing on these things, too. It really is a total package, from the Tahoes and Suburbans down to the Traverse, all the way to the Equinox, the Chevy and Trailblazers. You can't go wrong, man. You're going to love them. I'm telling you right now, we got something for everybody in Silverado trucks, man. We got so many Silverado trucks, absolutely the perfect truck for your lifestyle. Strong, durable, you need kids, you need a full-time working truck that can hold up. Well, listen, we got it all for you at your South Florida Chevy dealers. I think you're going to be impressed when you stop by, spend a little time, take some test drives, get the color and style you need, and then sit down and get a fantastic deal. It's going to happen for you this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealers. The best overall products they've ever had, and I mean by far. Starting with those big boys, the Tahoe and Suburban with a brand new look in 2021 and more space. That's kind of the theme, man. More space for everybody to be comfortable. Stop by. We got convenient convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads. Fall in love this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.